This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands to seal his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. I've got some new poll numbers out from Europe and how Europeans feel about stopping immigration from Muslim countries. Also, we've got some poll numbers out about how Americans feel about it as well. But first, I want to discuss this story with you. I've been meaning to get to this. This is from a couple days ago, actually. When was this? This was, it was Friday. Friday last week, okay? And I mean to get to this story. Trump's cancellation of visit prompts comparisons to Nixon now. Okay? Which I thought was actually kind of generous, that they're comparing him to Nixon and not Hitler. because, you know, we've heard, of course, Hitler. And, you know, once you call somebody Hitler, where do you go with that? I mean, really, where do you go with that? I mean, once you're Hitler, then pretty much all bets are off. All argument ceases to exist. You're Hitler! All right, so this is a McClatchy story. What would seem to be an innocent decision to cancel a trip to the Milwaukee headquarters of Harley-Davidson amid protests, and instead have executives over for lunch Thursday at the White House, has raised questions about whether President Donald Trump is developing a fortress mentality akin to the Nixon White House. It's been 2 weeks, people. 2 weeks. Presidential scholars are already drawing comparisons between Trump and former President Richard Nixon for his authoritarian-like proclivities in public battles with journalists. Nixon faced large protests across major cities after he was inaugurated as well, albeit those were anti-war demonstrations during the height of the Vietnam War. Nixon's White House would later become known as a bunker where the president and local loyal staffers hold up away from scrutinizing cameras. If he did travel, Richard Nixon took precautions. Nixon would like to land at military bases, and they would turn out some military who would applaud him. He'd work the fence line a little bit as opposed to going to places where there would be lots of problems. So now, the comparison is Nixon. If there was anyone who was Nixon-like, it would have been Hillary Clinton during the campaign. Oh, I see. So now that he's won, they're thinking he's going to have a bunker mentality. And the reason why this story gained any traction or anybody talked about it is because, you know, last week Trump was going to go to Milwaukee, but instead, because they kind of had advance warning that there was going to be lots of protesters there. He said, you know what? Why don't you guys come to D.C. instead? Come here. We'll have lunch here at the White House. We don't have to worry about those pesky protesters. And I'm sure for the CEOs and the heads of Harley-Davidson, it was a chance for them to, get out of town, go to D.C., go to the White House. Sounds like a good deal. Why wouldn't I do that? But he's now Nixon! He's now Nixon. And, of course, like Nixon, he's going to face impending impeachment soon. Because, you know, it's inevitable. We've got to impeach this guy. Right? The inevitable is going to happen. In fact, there was an article in the Huffington Post. The inevitability of impeachment. And this was after a week. This came out the 29th. The 29th of January. Okay? Already. Talking about impeachment. This guy by the name of Robert Kramer says that we have to impeach this guy. Already you've got Maxine Waters talking about impeachment. Again, if you're going to constantly yell fire, if you're going to constantly tell us it's the end of the world, then you know what's going to happen. Nobody's going to pay any attention to you anymore. So stop with the talk about impeachment now. You know, the guy's been in office, 2 weeks now? We're going on 3 weeks here. Maybe give him a little time here. Okay? Maybe you do yourself a disservice by talking about impeachment already. Remember when Obama was president? It does seem like so long ago, doesn't it? It's almost as if Obama wasn't president. It's almost as if it was just a bad dream. We've now awoken from this national nightmare. And sometimes I kind of have to pinch myself. And I go, wow, did that really happen? Donald Trump's really president. And then I'll see him, like, on TV or at a press conference, and I'll be like, for a second there, I kind of go, whoa, is he really president? Did this really happen? But let's lay off the impeachment talk. Maybe give him a chance here. Because I remember when Barack Obama was president, if we had talked about impeachment, we would have been labeled racist. But see, the left can talk about impeachment. That's okay. Right? Because Donald Trump is a racist. He's a xenophobe. He's a nationalist. He's a nativist. He's a populist. My God, he's a populist. And what happens is you're losing any effectiveness in your arguments because nobody's listening anymore. People are tuning you out. Is it any wonder that the media has their approval rating is right around the same as Congress or less, I think, depending on what day you ask and who you ask? Stop. Really, stop. Because you're so out of touch with reality. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, an extensive new poll out has found that 55% of Europeans want to stop immigration from Muslim countries, with just 20% supporting its continuation. A survey carried out by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the think tank, they asked 10,000 Europeans in 10 different countries if they agreed with this statement. All further migration from mainly Muslim countries should be stopped. 55% answered in the affirmative. 25% said they don't know, and just 20% said they disagreed with the statement. Opposition to Muslim immigration is strongest in Poland. Nice. Where 71% oppose it compared to just 9% who support it. By the way, this is something that the media has not reported upon. There was a massive rally in Poland a couple weeks ago. It was massive. In Warsaw. None of the mainstream media reported it. And it was basically a rally opposing Muslim immigration into Poland. Again, 71% oppose it. In France, which has experienced a number of horrific terror attacks over the last 2 years, 61% oppose Muslim immigration, while just 16% support it. In Germany, which has seen instances of mass molestation of women carried out by Muslim migrants, most notably in Cologne, 53% support a halt on Muslim immigration, while 19% oppose that view. The weakest support for halting Muslim immigration is in Spain, where 41% endorse the policy, although this is still a higher number than the 32% who don't. Even amongst young people aged 18 to 29, millennials, who would be expected to hold leftist views, a majority of 44% to 27% support a halt on Muslim immigration. Now, this poll is roughly in line with a recent Reuters Ipsos survey conducted in the United States that found the majority of Americans support Donald Trump's travel ban by a margin of 49% to 41%. This poll was conducted after protests took place at airports across the country. Now, this, despite the best efforts of politicians on the left to obfuscate the link between Muslim immigration and exploding crime and rape statistics, the people who are actually living amidst this new form of a cultural enrichment have made it very clear that they don't like it. This poll proves that opposition to Muslim immigration in Europe is now the mainstream view. Now, with new elections in France, the Netherlands, and Germany set to take place later this year, it remains to be seen how that resentment will translate into actual political change. But I am betting here and now that it's going to have an effect on elections. I would be willing to bet that Angela Merkel does not survive, and that Marie Le Pen will win in France. And trust me, that will make heads explode. In fact, I was at the airport. I was coming back from the inauguration. I'm at the airport in D.C., and I'm talking to this French guy. And, of course, the inevitable happened. He started talking about Trump. Oh, your president. I said to him, well, get ready, because it's going to happen in your country. And he's like, he didn't know what I was talking about. I said, yeah, Marie Le Pen is going to be the president of your country soon. And he said, that will never happen. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I go, do me a favor. I go, when it does happen, will you remember the American that you were talking to at the airport? Oh, it's never going to happen. I'm like, okay, I'm just letting you know. Okay. Now, here in America, Support for the Trump travel ban continues to grow amongst middle-class voters because those are the ones that are affected the most. Well, I should say middle-class and people that actually live, you know, in American cities. They're not down with it. Approval for President Donald Trump and his temporary refugee ban continues to grow among middle-class voters. The Washington Examiner reported that, and I quote, support for President Trump is turning around and growing, especially in the Midwest and among middle-class workers. And the public's opposition to his immigration orders isn't anything close to what critics and some of the media are reporting, according to a new survey. Now, here's a poll by Zogby. It was said that this poll found that 48% of voters approve of Trump's job as president, while 43% disapprove. Okay? President Trump also receives high marks from voters in the Central/Great Lakes region. 51% of voters earning $100,000 or more annually, and 52% of voters in small cities. 56%, and in rural areas, 54%, union members, 55%, NASCAR fans, 60%, weekly Walmart shoppers, 55%, and homemakers, 55%. Voters who are worse off financially and who have lost a job due to corporate downsizing also approve of president's job to date. Okay? This is something, by the way, that the mainstream media won't tell you, more than likely. And then there's a, this is interesting. What's interesting about this is that the media would have you believe that to the majority of the country is opposed to this. And that's simply not the case. And if you look at all these polls, see, people realize that what's been happening in Europe, it hasn't worked out in Europe. And why would we want that here in our country? Like, honestly, why would we want that? These people do not assimilate. They don't come to the country and want to be American. They want to come here and establish Sharia law. Now, I'm sure that most people that come here just want to be left alone, and they come here because of the rule of law and because it's the greatest country in the world. But shouldn't we have the right to say who comes in to this country? And by the way, what I'm talking about here is legal immigration. Because the media is conflating, saying that that the Trump supporters are against immigration, or that Trump is against immigrants. And that's not true. Hell, I mean, he married two immigrants. Okay? Two of his three wives were immigrants. So, I don't think Trump is anti-immigrant. Because, again, he's married to an immigrant. So, stop lying to everyone. Okay? Stop it. Trump is not against immigrants. And the majority of Americans are not against immigrants. But what we are against is illegal immigrants. That's what we're against. Got it? All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the host. Who will act up? Get up, stand up. Come on. Come on, put your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. Conservative Republicans worried about growing voices within the party. Advising or accepting a slower pace to repeal the Affordable Care Act are redoubling their push to speed the GOP's long-desired goal. President Donald Trump on Sunday became the latest top Republican to sound cautious notes about the party's ability to rapidly repeal large swaths of the 2010 health law and enact its own version. He told Fox News' Bill O'Reilly that maybe it'll take until next year, saying repeal and replace was difficult to accomplish quickly. Here to discuss is Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. Dale, how are you?
Oh, just wonderful, Ed. Thank you for your invitation.
There are some that are fearing that there's some momentum being lost here in terms of trying to undo the ACA, because I think that there are a lot of people within the GOP establishment that are frankly afraid of repealing Obamacare because of, you know, what their constituents might say, because that's all they really ever care about is getting reelected. What would you like to see happen, Dale, as one of the leaders of the industry?
Freedom and opportunity for individuals to make their individual choices. What has happened in the past, frankly, Ed, is that we have encountered a system where the federal government possibly, and I'm not faulting folks' motivation, but possibly out of good intention, however, created a system that was top-down, one-size-fits-all, very narrowly focused in terms of resolving a health care crisis in America. My perspective, and this is where we fit in as health care sharing members, is that we really want to exercise our freedom of choice and have the option to exercise but what we feel best fits both our spiritual, ethical, and religious values, and what fits our best needs in terms of taking care of our health. Those are the two focus that I think got lost in the previous debate, and if that can be reset so that individual Americans have the option and choice to make choices and decisions that are in their best interest, then I think we've taken a huge step forward.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, because that's the key, isn't it? Because pretty much people have been forced into not being able to make choices. People have less choices than before. Before the implementation of Obamacare, people actually had more choices. Now they have less choices. And you know, we're seeing that with, you know, more and more companies pulling out of the exchanges, more and more doctors that aren't part of the exchanges, that aren't going to participate, that haven't been participating. So you lose. You're losing basically the ability to make a choice. And I think that's the fundamental problem here, right?
And healthcare sharing has been has remained, gratefully, as one of those options for Americans today. It was built into the Affordable Care Act. We were given an exemption from the ACA so that we could operate based upon our own set of values and beliefs. And we've continued to do that. If that principle can simply be expanded so that more choice reigns as opposed to less, then we've taken a giant step forward for healthcare freedom.
So, again, what like if you were a king for a day, okay, let's say.
Yeah.
What would you tell President Trump? What changes would you make to the ACA? Would you scrap it? What would you keep? What would you get rid of as it stands right now?
Well, Ed, there are really two major flaws in our healthcare system today. And out of these two really flow a variety of ills. The first one is the third party pay system. What I mean by that is that somebody else is paying the bill for the individual consumer, whether that's an insurance company or the government or an employer. It simply breeds an attitude of entitlement. Whenever someone, if I'm spending someone else's money when I go and I consume healthcare, and that's a huge flaw, because it just simply means if I'm that consumer and I'm spending another person's money, I don't care about cost. I'm really not focused upon anything other than take care of me, regardless of that nexus between the best quality care for the least amount of dollars. I don't have any skin in the game. That's number one. And number two is we have developed in America a sick care system, not a health care system, so that really when I go to my physician, they are economically benefited, because the more they see me because I'm sick, that's how they get compensated. And the only opportunity I have to see a physician within the 5 to 7 minutes that they'll devote to me is because I'm ill and they're addressing the symptoms of an illness. If we change both of those issues or flaws in America's healthcare system, we will have solved the core issue and the problem we encounter in healthcare today.
You know, and you make your first point. I think you make a great point, because this is kind of the problem in general with government, right? It's other people's money. So ultimately.
Yeah.
Ultimately, and I've said this, I've preached this, I can't tell you how many times. That's the problem, because when you're using other people's money and you don't care because there's going to be more money coming down the pike, that's you become like the 16-year-old kid that their parents give him a brand new car when he turns 16, and he goes and he wrecks the car because he doesn't really care about the car because he knows he's going to get another car. And therein lies the problem of government, I think, and also healthcare. Because if you don't care about, you know, spending money, then you're not really going to care about the system and you're not going to really care about the results, right?
If we free up the system so that individual consumers are making the choice as to how their money is spent for their health care, and they feel that they have a stake in that economic exchange between the benefit received for their care and the dollars that they spend for it, it will change the system overnight. Absolutely will change it overnight. Because whenever we are in healthcare sharing, when we go to the hospital, we are all self-pay patients. It's our money at stake. We're reviewing those costs. We're evaluating the treatment plans. We're eliminating unnecessary care because it impacts our pocketbook and the pocketbook of our fellow members who's sharing our medical bill with us. That changes our mentality immediately. And secondly, because it's our money at stake, I'm focused on the care of my health, not the attention to my illness. So I want to take care of my body, prescriptive, get ahead of the curve, use a doctor as a healthcare consultant, so that I'm focused on my health, not just my illness.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. All right, so Dale, we've probably got about 20 seconds left. How can people get in touch with you, find out more information about you?
Sure, I just encourage folks to go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can just simply peruse the pages of the website. You can ask for an information packet. We call it a decision guide, or dial the toll-free number and talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. But libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, Dale, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Now, this is bordering on the absurd, okay? But I wanted to get to this story. This has been in my stack now for probably about a week now. This is from the Telegraph. Don't call pregnant women expectant mothers as it might offend transgendered people. By the way, this was also said about the Women's March that happened after the day after the inauguration. Don't call it a Women's March because it might somehow affect those transgendered people. By the way, you know, this is what kills me about this whole transgender issue deal. We're talking about less than 0.1% of the population here, okay? I mean, really? And by the way, some advice to my listeners out there. Don't ever, ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. Ever. Literally, even if you see the baby popping out and her water breaking, don't ever. Ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. I made that mistake once. I actually made that mistake once at the gym. I thought that this woman was pregnant. I mean, she looked pregnant to me, man. And I'd seen her, and I talked to her, and I felt as if I could, that we had a rapport. And so I said something to the effect of, when are you due? Oh. She was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm not pregnant. Trust me when I tell you this. Word of advice. Do not ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. Ever. Okay? Ever. Trust me on this one. So this is this article from the Telegraph. The British Medical Association has said pregnant women should not be called expectant mothers, as it could offend transgender people. Instead, they should call them pregnant people, so as not to upset intersex and transgender men. The advice comes in an internal document to staff outlining a raft of common phrases that should be avoided for fear of causing offense. The elderly should be referred to as older people. Disabled lifts called accessible lifts. And someone who is biologically male or female should be called assigned male or female. The BMA said the document was purely guidance for its staff on effective communication within the workplace, not advice to its 156,000 doctor members on how to deal with patients. On pregnancy and maternity, it says, gender inequality is reflected in traditional ideas about the roles of men and women. Though they have shifted over time, the assumptions and stereotypes that underpin those ideas are often deeply rooted. Whatever the hell that means. It adds, a large majority of people that have been pregnant or have given birth identify as women. You think? That's the best part. A large majority of people that have been pregnant or have been given birth identify as women. You think? We can include intersex men and trans men who may get pregnant by saying pregnant people instead of expectant mothers. It recently emerged that a Briton who was born a girl but wants to become a man has put surgery on hold in order to have a baby. Hayden Cross, 20, is legally male and had hormone treatment but not yet had sex change surgery. There are no other known cases of a transitioning person becoming pregnant in the UK. Got it? Transitioning person. The guy also advises using the terms born man or born woman in relation to trans people, as these phrases are reductive and oversimplify a complex subject, like the fact that you are crazy. Elsewhere, staff are told to substitute the words surname or last name for family name. Mankind and manpower should be avoided because it is not good practice to use a masculine noun instead swapped for humanity and personnel. Enlisting prefixes for names such as professor, doctor, Mr., Mrs., or Miss should not be put in a particular order on forms to avoid a perceived hierarchy. Again, whatever the hell that means. The document, which was published last year, also underlines guidance on language that has long been considered offensive, suggesting staff do not refer to people as being spastic or Mongol, but that they should be called a person with cerebral palsy or person with Down syndrome or Scott Walker. The advice came in a 14-page leaflet called A Guide to Effective Communication, Inclusive Language in the Workplace. The introduction to the document states, this guide promotes good practice through the use of language that shows respect for and sensitivity towards everyone. The choice of appropriate words makes an important contribution towards the celebration of diversity. As well as avoiding offense, it is about treating each other with dignity and as equal members of an integrated community. A BMA spokesman said, this is a guide for BMA staff and representatives aimed at providing an inclusive workplace at the BMA. It is not workplace guidance for doctors, which is clear from the fact that it does not refer to patients. Conservative MP Philip Davies described the guidance as completely ridiculous. He said, if you can't call a pregnant woman an expectant mother, then what is the world coming to? Michael Nazir Ali, the former Bishop of Rochester, told the Mail on Sunday, I think it is sad that society is being pushed in this direction. God has made us man and women, and mothers relate to their children in different ways than fathers. This ruling will confuse people about the vital role of mothers in bringing up their children. The Roman Catholic Bishop of Portsmouth, the Right Reverend Philip Egan, warned it would cause great confusion and harm. He said, it is Orwellian, isn't it? After another example of people trying to control our thoughts and the way we speak. However, Heather Ashton from the transgender support group TG Pals said, We know that biological females are the pregnant ones, but trans people are parents too. And this is a massive step forward to prevent discrimination against them. The fact that the terminology is changing can only be a positive thing for everyone who wants to be a parent and has the right to be a parent. So there you have it. Okay? Do not call pregnant women expectant mothers. Because you don't want to offend transgender people. And remember my advice to you. Never, and I mean never, ever ask a woman if she's expecting, if she's pregnant, when is she due, anything. You understand me? Okay? Trust me on this one. Never, ever, ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. Okay? Got it? I learned that the hard way. The world in which we live in, you've got to be careful because the language police is out there. And you've got to worry about everything you say to everyone because there's a minefield out there. It's a minefield. Okay? All right. I am out of time for the day. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.